Hey friend, Graham Baldwin here with the Speaker Lab. Hey, wouldn't it be nice if someone gave you the exact process to find and book more speaking gigs in 2024? That'd be nice, right? Well, I'll tell you what, we're just going to do that for you. We've created a new 18-page guide based on Dan Irvin's process that helped him actually book over $100,000 in speaking gigs in the past year. Now, Dan is one of our team members here. He's a very successful speaker and also one of our coaches. And so you're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls, proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps. Again, that's plural. thespeakerlab.com/steps. We're going to send you that PDF guide right to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps. That's it. That's all you got to do. Go there. Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You're awesome. Hey, what's up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of the Speaker Lab podcast. My name is Grant, and it is good to have you here with us today. Hope you're doing good. Hope you're feeling well. We are in episode number 3 of the show. Brand new show, just kicking off here. So if you're just joining us, I guess everyone's just joining us in one way or another if we're just getting rolling here. Really excited you're here. However you found us, however you heard about us, really appreciate you hanging out with us. Really excited to be hanging out and chit-chatting today. This is a brand new show. So let me give you a quick overview. If you haven't listened to the first few episodes, make sure you go back and check those out and give you kind of a snapshot of what the show is. It's going to be a mix of teaching, training from me. That's what we're going to be covering today. And then also we're going to be doing a lot of listener Q&A. So if you do have questions, we want to answer those live here on the show. So there's two ways that you can submit questions. You can do that through voicemail, or you can just email us and message us a question, and we can answer that on the show as well. We got a lot of those that have already been submitted, but that's a big thing we want to do is we want to make sure that we are answering the questions that you have. So if you do have questions, you can go over to thespeakerlab.com. Again, thespeakerlab.com, and you can submit your questions for us there. We will answer those here on the show. And one of the upcoming episodes, we'll let you know when it's going to be on the air. So definitely stop by and check that out over at thespeakerlab.com. Also, one of the things we're going to be doing on the show is we're going to be doing a lot of interviews with different guests, people that are currently speakers, people that are in the speaking industry, and just hearing about what they've done to build their business, lessons and tips and strategies, tactics, all of that juicy goodness for speakers, new and veteran like yourself. So that's what we're going to be doing. If you haven't had a chance to go back and listen to episode 1001, definitely I would recommend that you check that out. There, if you're unfamiliar with me, you have no idea who I am, you just magically stumbled across this, or someone said, you need to go listen to this guy. He has this velvety, soothing voice. I don't know. They probably didn't say that, but if they do, it makes me feel good inside. But over on episode 1, you hear a little bit more about my story, my journey, about what I've done as a speaker, kind of my career speaking, how I got into speaking. So all of that you can find, again, over at episode 1. Hey, one other quick housekeeping thing I'll let you know of before we get into today's content is we are doing a contest right now. Anytime you launch a new thing, like especially like a podcast, you want to make sure that you maximize that opportunity and make sure that as many people as possible find out about it, hear about it, learn about it. And so we are running a contest right now. You can find out all the details over at podcastcontest.com. Again, that is podcastcontest.com. And here's the quick nutshell. It's basically we're asking you to do a couple things, asking you to subscribe to the show. You can do that within iTunes or wherever you may be listening to the show right now. If you're listening to this on an app or a mobile device, then there's a good chance there's a magical subscribe button somewhere nearby. Hit that button. That helps a ton. The other thing that we would ask you to do is to leave us a rating and review within iTunes. And again, that just helps the show to rank better. It helps us to be seen by more eyeballs, to get the word out. The more people that we have listen to the show, the more people submit questions, the better the show is for everyone. Win, 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 winner, winner, chicken dinner. So definitely stop by, check that out, podcastcontest.com. And to reward your support there, we're giving away a couple things that you can check out again over at podcastcontest.com. But again, this is going to be a quick contest. We're just doing this for just a couple weeks, so definitely stop by, check that out. All right, so today we're going to be doing, again, like I said, one of our first episodes where we're just going to be doing some teaching and training. And I want to center today's conversation, our chatty chat, all about this question. Why do you want to speak? Why is it that you want to speak? Speaking is one of those things that a lot of people are interested in, they are fascinated by, they are intrigued with. A lot of people find speaking to be this glamorous, sexy type of thing where it just seems cool. You know, the times that I've seen speakers, especially early on before I really really got started speaking, anytime I'd see a speaker, I was like, I want to do that. I want to be up there on stage. I want to have people listening to me. I want to engage an audience. I want to make people laugh. I want to make people think. I want to make people cry. I don't know, whatever it is. So for you, I want you to really think about this question of why. Because if you really know the motivation for wanting to speak, for why it is that you want to do this, then everything else that we're going to be teaching you over the coming months and hopefully years becomes much, much easier, especially with your marketing, if you know what events, or excuse me, if you know why you want to do this in the first place. Because if you know why, then you can, it's easier to figure out the events and opportunities that make the most sense for you. So I want you to think about that. Why is it that you want to speak? Now, for you, maybe you've got some type of knee-jerk reaction of like, oh, yeah, I know for me why I want to speak. But I want you to really like think about, like, why is it that you want to do this? And not only that, but what do you want your speaking business to look like? Like, how do you see speaking fitting into the bigger picture of what it is that you're doing? Maybe for you, you want to speak 5 times a year. And just, you're already doing some stuff. Maybe you're online or offline. You have some type of business that you're already involved in. And so you don't want to speak full-time. Maybe you just want to speak a few things here and there. Maybe for you, you want to speak full time. Maybe you want to do, 40, 50, 60 events a year. And again, the nice thing about speaking is it can look different for everybody. You know, I have friends that do just a handful of events a year. I have friends that do over 100 events a year. You have a lot of speakers that are single person, just ma and pa type operation. And they're just, that's all they want to do. They just want to speak. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you've got people like a Tony Robbins, who a lot of people would think of as a motivational speaker, but he has a multi-quadrillion dollar business there. So speaking can be whatever it is that you want it to be, and you can do as much or as little of it as you want. But again, a lot of this comes back to this question of why. Why is it that you want to speak? Now, having said that, let me give you a couple of different, I put together 8 different reasons why maybe you would want to speak. 8 different reasons, and we're going to kind of talk through these. So let's kind of walk through these. Number one is the obvious one. Number one is money. Money is definitely one of those things that most people probably want to speak for. I don't know about you. I like to eat and live indoors. As you heard in episode 1, I'm married to my high school sweetheart. We have 3 beautiful little girls. And as much as I enjoy speaking, I adore my family. I love my girls. And so I want to provide a great life for my family. I want to have a good life personally. And so that tends to require money. And so money may be the obvious reason for you about why you want to speak. Now, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But for you, you just got to get really, really clear on why it is that you want to speak and how money may fit into that equation. The second reason that some people want to speak is for credibility. Maybe you have, again, already some type of business, some type of, again, online or offline, some type of thing where you're kind of seen as a thought leader. And so speaking is one of those things that brings credibility to you as a business owner, as a person, as an entrepreneur, whatever it is that you're doing. Because anytime you're at think about it, whenever you're at a conference or an event and you see someone on stage speaking, then you ascribe some type of credibility to that person. That person's up on stage, I'm in the audience, therefore they know more about this subject or topic than I do. And so you associate credibility with that person. So for you, maybe part of the reason that you want to speak is for credibility. Maybe you are already known and you want to known in some type of niche or space or industry, and you want to further that in some way. And so speaking is one way that you could do that. The third reason why maybe you would want to speak, number 3, is to grow your audience. Grow your audience. Now, again, maybe you have some type of online or offline business that you do. And so part of the reason that you want to speak is to continue to further that audience, that you want to build that audience. And there's nothing better as someone that has hosted a podcast. Maybe you've heard of my previous show that I hosted called How Did You Get Into That? We did 142 episodes of that with thousands and thousands of people that would listen to that. So it was a podcast is a great, great way to grow an audience. But there's nothing that compares to actually physically speaking at a live setting and being in front of a live audience. And so for you, maybe one of the reasons that you want to speak is to grow your audience. Again, this could be offline or online. Maybe you want to speak at, maybe you have some type of local business and you want to speak to further grow the audience of people that may be interested in your product or service. This could apply to online as well. Maybe you have some type of online training or tool, and so you want to be able to speak to continue to grow the audience of people that may be interested in the subject or topic that you speak about. Next one, number 4, is going to be promoting and selling product. Promoting and selling product. So let's recap. We've got money, credibility, growing an audience, and then number four, promoting and selling product. This is another reason why maybe you would want to speak. Let's say that you've got some type of product or service already. And so there's some people who choose to speak because it is a great way to offer their product. It's a great way to offer their service. It's a great way to market what it is that they are doing. And so I can think of this in a couple different examples. I can think of some friends who they may go speak. And let's say, for example, that they speak. I'm going to come up with a random example here. I'll give you an example. I've got a friend of mine who speaks at, he does like freshman orientations at high schools. And so one of the speaking engagements that he does is he'll go into and speak to a group of teachers and educators. And he'll kind of explain, hey, whenever you're kicking off a new freshman orientation with your high school students. They're making this transition from eighth grade into their ninth grade year in high school. Here's some things that you want to think about. Here's some things that you want to consider when you're helping them make that transition. So he speaks to teachers about that subject or topic. Now on the back end, one of the things that he offers is he says, if you want, I'm going to teach you how to actually do this. Or if you'd rather, you can just hire my company. We'll come in and implement this for you. And so that may be a situation for him where it makes sense to come speak to teach, but also to promote and sell some type of product. I've also done this in my own speaking business. We have a self-published book where we've sold over 30,000 physical copies of that book. And I would say 95% of that, if not more, has come as a direct result of my speaking. Meaning I go speak, I talk about whatever it is I'm talking about. People enjoy it. They line up and they buy a book for $10 or whatever. And so promoting and selling product is definitely a reason. Whether you have a product right now and it's already done, it's finished, you want to promote that, or for you, maybe you're working on a book or you have a book inside of you that you know you need to write about. And so for you, maybe that's a reason that you want to speak is you want to promote and sell product. The next one, number five, is that you would want to travel. Travel is definitely a reason that a lot of people want to speak. I hear this a lot from students who say they want to speak because they want to travel. And so speaking is a great way to be able to travel the U.S. or your country or the world. I know for me personally, I'm based here in the U.S. in Nashville, Tennessee. Our family, we moved here about 9 months ago or so. And we absolutely love it here. And one of the perks of being a speaker is I've been able to travel. I've been to 48 states at the time of this recording. So I'm missing two states. I'm missing Maine, which is an understandable one. It's up in the upper right corner there of the U.S. And then I'm also, I don't know how I'm missing this one, but somehow I have yet to be in South Carolina. Somehow I have missed that one. I'm not sure yet how I've missed that. And now that I'm in Tennessee, I think, does it border South Carolina? I don't think it does. Maybe it does. No, I don't think so. Now I'm second guessing myself. I'll need to look in the map. Someone let me know. You don't even need to let me know. I'm a grown up. I can look at a map. I'm a big boy. So travel may be a reason that you would want to speak. I've been able to take my family on some amazing experiences all over the place because I've been able to travel and speak. So they've come with me to lots of different conferences and events in major cities and major markets and just cool places that we've been able to go because I was hired to speak in some of those locations. I was talking with one of our students yesterday who was actually on their way to the airport to go speak at a conference in New Zealand. And I talked with another friend who was just speaking at a conference in London. And so there's lots of opportunities to travel as kind of a byproduct of maybe why you would want to speak. The sixth reason why maybe you would want to speak, again, we've got money, credibility, growing an audience, promoting, selling product. Number five, travel. Number six would be that you want to attend conferences. You want to attend conferences. And I'll give you some examples on this. Is there are some conferences where maybe you would want to attend, you'd like to go to anyway, but they charge, let's say, just a high ticket price. And maybe not just, they're just charging a ticket price of any kind, you know, whether it's a couple $100 or a couple $1,000, there's some type of admission in order to go to that event. But by speaking at it, a lot of times what will happen is they will waive that ticket price or that admission, and so you can go to the conference for free. I've done this personally several times with several events that I want, like just business conferences, entrepreneurial conferences that I wanted to attend anyway. And so I may go speak at that conference for free. And even though they don't pay me, I get to attend the conference for free. So I'm saving that money. So it's really a win-win situation. And so maybe one of the reasons that you would want to speak is there's several conferences that you would like to attend or be a part of. And so by being able to speak at it, it opens the door for you to attend the conference for free anyway. Another one, number seven about why maybe you would want to speak is that you want to network. Networking is a great reason why you might want to speak. Networking opens speaking opens the doors to connect with other people. Because again, going back to number two, what we talked about, you have that credibility. When you're a speaker, people associate you to be a credible person. They assume that okay, this person knows what they're talking about, this conference or this venue, wherever it is, they're not going to allow just some idiot or yahoo to get up there to speak. And so it gives you a great opportunity to network. And we're going to talk about this more in upcoming episodes. But I have found for me in my own speaking business that nothing works better for networking than actually meeting people in person. You can exchange emails, you can talk over the phone, you can FaceTime or Skype or whatever, but it does not replace actually physically meeting someone in person. As soon as you meet someone in person, it completely changes the dynamic of that relationship. And so that is true whenever it comes to networking. If you want to network with other people for any type of partnership or sales opportunity, or even if you just want to get booked at other types of events, when you meet decision makers in person, or you meet potential customers or buyers in person by speaking at an event, you immediately have this rapport and connection that you would not have had you not spoken at that event. And so maybe one of the reasons that you want to speak is to network. Number eight is that you want to share your expertise. Maybe there's some type of expertise or base of knowledge that you have that people just come to you as the expert on some type of subject or topic. They just look at you as like, you know what you're talking about on this thing. And so you have this base of knowledge that you've got bottled up, stored up inside, and you're just like, I just need to let this out. I need to share this expertise with the world. And so maybe for you, that's why you would want to speak. I'll throw in one more. I'll give you a bonus one, number nine here. Number nine reason that maybe you would want to speak is that you're looking for some type of fame or recognition. And again, I think it's easy whenever you see some speakers and you see some big name, maybe celebrity speakers, and you think, oh, they're famous, or they sign autographs, or they just get to live like this glamorous, extravagant lifestyle. And yeah, I mean, that's true to an extent. But again, also understand that that may be the minority of speakers. If you're not some celebrity speaker, then you may not be getting some type of massive fame or recognition that you're looking for. But it's possible as a speaker to be a big fish in a small pond. So maybe that is a reason that you would want to speak, is for fame and recognition. So let's recap here. We've got money, credibility, growing an audience, promoting, selling product, travel, attending conferences, networking, sharing your expertise, and finally, number nine, fame and recognition. Now, maybe for you, you would have more than one of these, and I think that's pretty common. I know for me, when I got started as a speaker, there were several of these things that were appealing to me. Yeah, I wanted money. Money was important. Like I mentioned, I want to eat and live indoors, but travel was also a thing that was important to me. I liked networking with people. I wanted to build some type of audience. Eventually, I started creating some products, and so I wanted to speak in order to promote and sell those products. And so there's a lot of different reasons why maybe you would speak. The point is, you've got to get really, really clear on why it is that you want to speak. If you're really clear on why it is that you want to speak, then it makes it easier to know which events and opportunities make the most sense for you. Okay, let me give you a couple of examples here. Let's say that your primary goal is to speak. If your primary goal is to get paid to speak, all right, then you're going to want to target different events than if your goal is to network. Okay, let me put it like this. Let's say your primary purpose, your primary goal is to get paid versus networking. All right, networking is just kind of a secondary thing. Well, then you're going to want to look for the types of events where you can talk about things that you're interested in, that you're knowledgeable and that you're passionate about, to audiences that you can connect with. We're going to be talking about that more in upcoming episodes. But your primary purpose here is to look for the types of events that have a budget that can afford to bring in a speaker. All right. So again, that kind of dictates and determines the type of events that you're looking at based on your why. Whereas let's take the networking example. If your goal is to network, then the budget for speakers may be less relevant to you. And what may be more important to you is the type of people that are actually at that event, because those are people that you're going to network with. I'll give you another example. If your primary goal is to travel, then you're going to target different types of events than if your goal is to, let's say, grow your audience. All right. You may be able to grow your audience by going to some random conference in the middle of nowhere. But if your primary goal is to travel, then it's not really aligning with that. Maybe you want to go to big cities. You want to go to New York City and Chicago and Los Angeles and some of these major markets for conferences. But those conferences may or may not, or the types of conferences or events that you may be speaking at, may or may not provide the best opportunity for you to grow your audience if that was your goal. So again, the point here is you want to get really, really clear on why it is that you want to speak, because it really dictates and determines so much else of what it is that you do with your marketing as a speaker. Now, having said all of that, all of these reasons are well and good for why it is that you want to speak, but I think the most important reason you should speak is that you are passionate about helping people create change. You are passionate about helping people create change. Again, there's nothing wrong with getting paid to speak. There is absolutely nothing wrong with speaking for credibility or to travel or to share your expertise. But ultimately, the reason that you should want to speak is there's some type of drive, there's some type of desire that deep within the core of who you are, you want to make some type of difference in the world. You want to leave the world in a slightly better place than you found it. We're all naive enough to believe that we can just make a small little dent with our message and with what it is that we talk about. And so the most important reason you should speak is that you're passionate about helping people create change. If the only reason that you want to speak is to make money or to travel or any of these other reasons, you will not only become an ineffective speaker, but I think you'll also quickly burn out. Because if you're getting into it, if you're just, this isn't true for just speaking, this is true with anything. There's a lot of things that you can do in life where you could make more money than what you're currently doing. But if you're constantly just chasing opportunities where you can make the next buck, that is going to get old very, very fast. I would rather speak to an audience that I really enjoy and I love, and I'm talking about something that I'm interested in and I'm passionate about, and make less than make a bunch of money speaking, but speaking to an audience that I hate and it's not the type of environment where I'm set up to succeed. I don't want to be in those type of environments, and I don't think you do either. So again, there's nothing wrong with wanting to make money, but it should be a byproduct of having a message that you're passionate about sharing with an audience. Nothing wrong, again, let me stress this, nothing wrong at all with wanting to make money, but it should be a byproduct of having a message that you're passionate about sharing with your audience. So let's wrap this up here. I want you to really think about this question. I want you to take a couple minutes, really answer this question, why? Why do you want to speak? If you get ultra clear on why you want to speak, it will help you when you inevitably question yourself on why you're pursuing this in the first place. Get super, super clear on your why. Get super clear about how you see the speaking, how you see speaking fitting into your overall business, of where you want it to go, what do you want it to become. Now, again, having said all of that, let me be clear that maybe right now you're just like, Grant, I'm not 100% sure like how I want speaking to fit into my business. I'm not sure how many times I think I want to speak 50, but I've never spoken once. So realistically, I don't know. And so that's okay. But again, all of your speaking should come back to this baseline of, I want to make a difference. I want to help people. I want to make some type of significant impact. And so speaking is a means with which I can do that. So I want you to think about that question of why. If you get really clear on your answer to why, then everything else that we're going to be talking about becomes much, much clearer and simpler. So, all right, I think that wraps up today's episode, boys and girls. Let me just quickly remind you again, we've got that podcast contest that you're going to want to check out, podcastcontest.com. Again, podcastcontest.com. We would love for you to subscribe to the show, leave us a rating and review. Also, I'll let you know that we do have a free email course to help you get started as a speaker. It's a 9 email course that you can check out over at thespeakerlab.com. So definitely stop by, check that out. Here's the goal here, is we want to be basically a one-stop shop to help you with your speaking business. And so we want to help you understand how to deliver a message, how to create a message, how to get bookings, how to get paid, how to build the business of being a speaker. So that's what we're here for. That's what we're looking forward to working with you on. So that wraps up today's episode, boys and girls. We will catch you next time, my friends. You're awesome.